This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105
Radio. And it's a real pleasure to welcome into the studio from the Cambridge Building Society, Leanne Simons. Hello, Leanne, how are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thanks, Neil.
You've got children, haven't you?
I do. They're not quite at school age yet, though.
Are they wound up to hyper yet?
Yes, the two-year-old keeps asking when we're going to see Christmas. I don't think he quite gets it.
Oh, okay. I mean, that is the thing, isn't it? When you have newborn babies, they're like, oh, baby's first. No, it isn't. Baby's first Christmas is when they're about three.
Yeah, they don't really know what's going on.
So you've just basically escaped into here, have you? Just as some peace and quiet.
I have, exactly. That's my plan.
Dear me. So this was a great story. You sent this through to me, and I thought, this is amazing. The Cambridge Building Society have got a couple of members of staff involved in a charity Band-Aid single. Tell us more.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, it is pretty out there. So what happened is in one of the trade press, the Mortgage Finance Gazette, there was a plea for people from the mortgage industry to get involved with a choir called the Mortgage Industry Collective. Snappy title,
isn't it? Who thought that one up?
And they wanted people basically to record this self-penned song to raise money to end youth homelessness. So we put a plea out internally, and two members of staff, who are actually a mother and daughter, Tasha and Abby McMahon, they came forward. And Abby's got a bit of a background in singing.
She's
a very talented lady. And so they went along to London and they recorded in the studio, which has seen the likes of Kylie and Robbie stand and record songs. And there's a famous producer called Benny D. I can't say I've heard of him before, but apparently
if you was down with the kids.
If I was down with the kids, then maybe. And he was working on the single with them. So they went
amazing.
Down there, had an amazing day in London, recording this song in a professional studio. Now it's been released and it's in the top 10 of the Amazon download chart. It's fantastic.
Did they have to audition, or was it a case of we want numbers?
So no, they did do a bit of an audition over the phone, and yeah, they were welcomed with open arms to come along. So they both got a lead line on the single.
So it really is in sort of Band-Aid style. Yeah. Everybody does a line.
Absolutely, yeah. And then there's a choir, and well, you'll hear from the track, you know, how it all fits together. But yes, yeah, so what an opportunity.
That's a bit of fun, isn't it? I bet it kind of fits with what you guys do anyway, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's part of your part of your way of doing it. So are there plans for an album in-house now? Are we going to see, you know, now that's what I call the Cambridge Building Society.
Well, yeah, we can float that idea.
20 fantastic Cambridge Building Society hits.
Yeah, I might mention that when we get back to the office, see what we can do.
But from their point of view, though, what must it be like coming back to work the next day?
Well, I know. So they just said that it was a fantastic opportunity, completely loved it, and to just think that you're in the same place that Kylie has stood is a bit you know, that's a real good thing to be talking about, especially if you've got a music background like Abby.
Yeah, it really is stepping into your style, your hero's shoes, isn't it?
Amazing. Yeah.
I've just been looking up about the Mortgage Industry Collective. MIC what we've got to call them, I think, in fairness. I would be dropping Mortgage Industry Collective because someone in marketing clearly got that wrong. But MIC. So these guys, it's Land Bay Managing Director of Intermediaries Paul Brett and Corico Brand Director Andrew Montlake. They kind of wrote the song themselves, as I understand it, as well.
They did, yeah. Amazing talent.
And it's available for download. You can get it on Amazon, as you said, it's in the top 10 of the Amazon download chart at the moment. Google Play and Spotify.
Yeah, it had over more than 2,000 streams on Spotify in the first day.
Wow, that's a good numbers, aren't they?
It's very good, yeah.
Okay, and the charity that it's going to support is End Youth Homelessness, is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
Now, they've also done some stuff in the past. MIC have done some stuff in the past with a thing called the Mortgage Sleep Out.
That's right, yeah, and they've raised nearly £90,000 with that. Yeah.
This is good.
It is, yeah.
It is good, isn't it?
So I think it's really important for the mortgage industry. You know, our business is about homes, isn't it? So it's important that we support those without, yeah.
Well, it's really good to hear that you're doing it this time of year as well, because every penny raised goes to End Youth Homelessness, which is a charity that costs £25 a day for EYH to put a roof over a young person's head and give them healthcare, education and employment. They need to turn their lives around. So it's good. This is not just, as you say, not just a sticking plaster type thing. It's ongoing, it's education, it's important. Mm-hmm. Should we give it a spin then?
Absolutely.
We have a thing on this show called Shared Experiences, which is where, because we get tracks sent through to us all the time, and all I do is, instead of listening to it and checking it for swear words, I just put it straight in the system.
Okay.
And we listened to it together. Mm-hmm. First time for me, first time for you. So should we have a go? Can we have this as a shared experience for today?
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah. Well, so there we go. You can just text in on 07919 070490 or studio at cambridge105.co.uk. Should we keep this one in the system or do we delete it off? I think we'll be keeping it. I'm just telling you that now. So this is MIC, the Mortgage Industry Collective, and Take Me Home. We are. That's the Mortgage Industry Collective, MIC, to you and me, and a track called Take Me Home, which they wrote themselves, featuring the voices of Abby and Tash.
That's right.
From the Cambridge buildings. Do they work in the same branch or do they work at head office? Or?
No, so Abby's in Thorston branch and Tash is in the mortgage team upstairs at head office.
Oh, is that right? So when people come in now and they hand in their books under the thing and the person does the little slip to draw some money out and they hand it back and say, could you just sign that? So, well, I'll sign it if you sign this.
Exactly.
If you sign this picture. That's all right, isn't it? It's a
really
good track.
Yeah, very Christmassy, very professional. Brilliant.
You must be very proud of them.
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, that's lovely. And as I say, if there's an entire album coming out next year, you know.
You'll be the first to know, Neil.
Thank you very much. All right. Well, stay with us. We've got Leanne Simons of the Cambridge Building Society here, who've also been announcing their charities for 2019. Stay with us. We'll find out about that.
Oh, there's only 5 days till Christmas. Cambridge 105
Radio. Cheers for that. I still need to do some Christmas shopping.
Oh, no, we don't need the reminder. Thank you.
Leanne Simons of the Cambridge Building Society is with me. And just before the travel news, we heard MIC, the Mortgage Industry Collective's charity single, Take Me Home, done in a Band-Aid style. Very good afternoon to Dex. Dex says, wow, that is amazing. Definitely keep it in the system and keep playing it. Congratulations to the crew of MIC. So there we are. Can you take that back to Abby and Tash?
They'll
and
be
say,
thrilled.
Yeah, the listeners like it. So there we are. Just text in every now and again. I'll make sure my colleagues know about it as well. Mm-hmm. We'll make sure that we play it. Right, so on the subject of the Cambridge Building Society and charity, you've announced your charity list for 2019. Remind us, because when we last spoke, you were telling us that you were, at that point, accepting nominations.
That's
so
right, yeah.
How did it all work?
Well, so we had 39 applications in total, which is amazing, and just goes to show how many organisations there are out there doing such good work for our communities. So it was obviously a tricky task to whittle that down to 4. So what happened was everyone who works at the Cambridge had a say on who they wanted to work with, and our top 4 have now been selected.
Okay, and how will this work then? They go into a pot throughout the year, don't they?
So we have one charity for each 3 months starting from February.
Right.
And then we'll have got a group of team leaders of staff from the Cambridge who will work with the charity to come up with a programme of events to raise funding and awareness.
Okay, so are you able to announce those names then? Who came out of the 39? Who are the lucky 4?
So, drum roll, please. In February and April, we're going to have the YMCA Trinity Group.
Wow.
Which is a good charity there, supporting people with homelessness. Yeah. And then we've got May to July, Wood Green Animals Charity.
All right.
Always popular choice.
It is.
August to October will be Tom's Trust, who do work with children with brain tumours and their families. And then November to January, we've got Cambridge Reuse, which used to be known as Cambridge Sofa, and that helps people who are on benefits or perhaps don't have a lot of money to get furniture for their homes.
Excellent. So those are the 4 charities. You do some other stuff as well, though, isn't there? There's a B team, isn't
yes,
there?
Or
a second division.
Yes. So it's really hard to just support 4 charities. So we have, in addition to the partnership programme, we've got the donations initiative. So this means that every 3 months we'll have 3 charities who will be on our website and people can vote for them. And depending on how many votes they get, that determines what share of £1,000 they get. So each 3 months we'll be giving away £1,000 between these 3 charities.
Perfect.
So 12 charities.
Another 12 charities. So that's 16 out of 30. That's not bad going, is it?
And we've got another one. So we have a charity for our AGM. So basically every vote that's cast as part of the AGM, we donate 25p to the charity that's chosen for that.
That's a great way of encouraging people to vote as well. Because AGMs, I mean, yeah, forgive me, but AGMs can be as boring and as dull as dishwater, can't they? But if you can all chip together and actually read the paperwork, fill in the forms, you're supporting charities.
Exactly.
That's got to be a good thing, isn't it?
It's a good incentive, isn't it?
It is. Wow, you've got a busy old year coming up in 2019,
yes, then. Definitely. Lots going on, and hopefully we'll be as successful as this year, because we're looking like on course to raise £15,000 for our 4 partner charities. So
that's excellent work.
That's really good going, isn't
it? Well done. That's what we like. That's being led from the top in Cambridge. Well done. Well, have a lovely Christmas, everybody, at the Cambridge Building Society.
And
I've got
you.
A couple of pounds in there. If you could just make sure you don't spend it all on beer and wine over the Christmas season. But thank you for looking after us all. Thank you for all the work you do with charity, and and thank you for supporting Bridge the Gap and all those sorts of things. Have a lovely Christmas. And and if you do want to just drop some signed Tash and Abby pictures in, we'll auction them.
Yes, that sounds good. I'll do that.
Excellent. That's Leanne Simon. She's from the Cambridge Building Society. We'll leave you with, let your head out the door. As you said, Tash and Abby stood in the same place as this lady while she was there. So that was down at the
Powerhouse Studio.
Yeah. They'll never want to come back to Sawston Branch after that. To stay at home. Thanks, Leanne.
Nobody wants to be alone when you come knocking. I'll be at your door.